I'm Jason, the creator of the Online Army Showcase.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Kyle. What the heck are we doing here? This isn't, you know, our podcast. This isn't, you know, this is a movie theater. We're not popular.
I was following your directions.
You know, how did we get here? Oh, you know what? Might as well watch this since we're over here, I guess.
So what the heck?
What's
end of the year.
About?
Let's dive in all the things we screwed up this year on the tabletop battlefield.
So this is what it's about. This is actual script. Tell me this. You know, there's some big surprise here?
Since when did we screw up?
That was the idea, but...
You know, when did we screw up? We're amazing.
Yes, we are.
You know,
Jason.
May not popular,
what are you trying
but
to...
we're amazing.
Look. I'm not the one who gave all the crap trying this. It's all Kyle's fault.
It's all my fault.
And the proof is in the dang video.
You
guys will
what?
See that.
The monkey won't be coming back then.
No. That monkey died. And we got proof of that dying, too. So as I reach across Ryan's face and try to poke Kyle out of his.
All this finger pointing going on, we haven't even started this yet.
Okay. Alright guys, let's start. So anyway, enough of that stuff, guys. Alright. Welcome to the season finale of the Tabletop Battlefield, the official podcast of the Online Army Showcase at army.rocklesoftware.com. And by our little argument there, I guess what we're really going to do is, we got a DVD of some of our favorite outtakes. Stuff you guys never got to see, so it'll be fun for us to take a look back at
and I remember in the beginning you said you weren't going to keep any of this crap, and
I always said I would not keep the crap if you request the crap not be kept.
Oh.
The problem is,
we never got that memo.
No, we never got that memo. You didn't give us that memo.
Well, anyway, we're doing this Missy 3K style, so we got three little silhouettes hiding down the corner here to talk. I guess I'm Crow then.
I guess I'm Tom Servo.
We'll make Ryan be Mike Nelson here in the middle.
Yeah.
So let's get started with this. What we're going to do here is we got first three little clips we're going to watch right at the start and go in order here to explain kind of how we came up with the idea of this episode and what we want to do with it. And then we're going to jump to a whole selection of just various hilarious things that usually happen primarily before the start of the show, though some of these things did actually happen during the show. We just cut them out for one various reason or another. So let's go ahead.
For some obvious reasons.
Ideally, these things should never, ever be seen by any human whatsoever, but hey.
So just
now,
a forewarning to anyone who is watching this. If this is not the type of thing you want to see, please turn off your computers right now.
Yes, please.
Yeah, if you were expecting to learn something from this episode, you're not going to.
No, you're just going to be highly entertained.
That's the hope, and... I tried...
Or highly disturbed.
Or
hopefully
both.
Hopefully I cut out the worst stuff.
Positively all
I
the above.
I tried to cut out the various swear words and Kyle's numerous insults, horrific insults, and
and you're crap, saying crap all the time.
Oh, yeah, I had a serious problem with that at the start of the series. But so let's get started here. Let's say, first up, plan this episode number one.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to put this on there.
What was this one? We're just discussing how we're going to do this whole thing. So I'm obviously hiding up here on this side. Kyle's out that way.
And you know what?
You're hiding your face, Jason.
We have some nerve gas or laughing gas in this episode because, we can't stop laughing. I mean, we try to be serious. And I don't understand.
So anyway, let's see here. This is the next idea. This is what I think actually, because that was what we were talking about making an outtake show.
But it's going to be outtake show, but it's going to be Mystery Science 3000 style. Where you
so we actually.
So you started discussing this at
the
beginning.
So it's going to be just kind of.
And the high five gives us power. Go team!
Boom!
The best one is on.
So let's see, the last little thing that we dived into here was, I think it's the same episode.
I
think
that's
so. I don't want to talk about
it.
Show
is so going to be explicit right
now.
Mostly me.
It's all you.
There's a 3D1 on his podcast, and two of them don't swear at all.
Look, Jason's showing a naked foot.
Look at him. He's showing the legs for all the ladies who enjoy that.
Yeah.
More colorful.
Which all zero of them that watch this shit?
You still got that Battlefield logo on your laptop?
No, it fell off. Ironically, when we first started the show, we first started the show. It's called the Battlefield because later we changed it because someone else apparently used that name and I was unaware of it. Mm. But the day after I officially changed it, that sticker fell off my computer. So,
Wow.
The robot guy I have there is still on there, but the actual sticker itself instead of the bathtub fell off, and I just never got around to sticking it back on.
Okay.
That's probably just something.
And no reason to.
Okay, let's get into more boobers.
So, here's some of the best ones. I'm just going to run through all the names, and what we're going to do is I'll let Ryan start, and we'll basically pass off, picking one at a time to go through. So we've got... Ooh, a lot of funny, crazy stuff here.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see how much we can fit into here.
How much we can fit in our usual length of show. And each one's got a little backstory to it. So tell me which one you're going to do before you actually choose it, so I know I can give a little fun little backstory.
I'm going to go first?
Yes, you are.
Well, then I want to... What?
I just want to read off all the names here.
Okay.
So we've got All of My Screw-Ups. That's a reference to me. Bravo, number 5. Bravo. That's Simpsons. Clan Wolf Federation was Kyle's determined no one should ever see. Flowered Water Cups.
This was the last episode that we did.
That was before StarCraft. Discussion about finger pointing back when Ryan said that episode. Example of the crap I have to deal with Kyle to get him to do these dang shows. It takes about 15 minutes to get
freaking
started.
And then you screw up when in the beginning. And
well,
then
yes, that's the... Getting started episode 3, trying to explain to Graham how we're supposed to do this thing. I'm not too particular about how things are done, except the intro. That's the one thing I am particular about. Oh, I misspelled there. It's supposed to say Goofy Mask on my head.
Goof Mask.
Yeah. So anyway, that's me playing around my chemical mask. The Habanero Conspiracy. That was a fun. It's in Wikipedia. Apparently, Kyle swears entries in Wikipedia, and I thought he was looking for porn in Wikipedia.
Apparently, I know more about, you know, political culture in the United States than you do.
I don't even know who this guy is you're trying to look up, so whatever.
You know, so, yeah.
Hot glue is hot. That's why I discovered hot glue is hot. Having trouble getting started, more crap with Kyle. Kyle gives it even more crap. Elizabeth Temple screw up one when I screwed up trying to build some stuff for Elizabeth Temple.
Measure twice,
cut once. Absolutely amazing advice there. Kyle sucks at Homeworld.
Mr. Monkey.
Outstanding challenge. This is actually not an outtake. This is something to remind you guys. If someone ever explained how WizKids pulled this one off, I'd love to know. That's back from the very first episode. Ryan has some explaining.
And this is the time during the whole podcast that someone actually is naked. Pretty much, not quite, half naked. In the podcast, and that was me. Thank you very much.
But, oh, thank you for being disturbing.
Yes. We'll let him explain what the heck he's doing there. Yeah. So, the Simpsons movie, because that best movie of all time.
Sight is broken.
Yeah, that's my fault. I changed a few things. It broke some stuff. The death of the monkey joke, when Kyle's monkey jokes really go off the deep end. We get sick of them forever. Starting out episodes. This is on episode number 4, trying to get Kyle to cooperate again. Soundboard fun, which is really probably more of me making fun of the soundboard, the fact that I don't really understand the terminology of the audio world. The very last clip we're going to show. So this one has to be at the very end.
They look like Skittles.
If you don't know where that's from, that's more a Simpsons reference. 2 successes in a row, and that's bull crap. That's more Kyle crap. Oh, wait, no. Yet more crap I have to deal with, thanks to Kyle.
Well, apparently, you know...
And we could have used the explicit tag. I don't...
I don't even know what that one has in it.
I don't know. Either.
I didn't want. Maybe we should avoid that one.
I'm pretty sure I cleaned up all the various words.
We'll see.
So
at least if there's some more in here, we can edit out before we get started. So
Ryan, on the first page.
Okay. Well,
you're up first. What do you want to do?
Can I go to anyone?
Yeah, anyone you want. Just tell me. Just I got a little backstory behind him, so make sure you just tell me what you're going to do before.
I'm going to go with one. Me walking in half naked. We'll start off on a high note. Okay.
So here's the situation. We normally film this episode, our episodes, at our kitchen table, which is on, basically, from where we're sitting, actually, it's over there. But the way the kitchen table is set up, the table's here, and our front door to our house is, like, over here.
Do you want
like,
me to start it?
It's here, not quite yet. Okay. So when we're sitting at the kitchen table, both of us can see the front door if anyone walks in.
Yeah.
So here, what we're getting ready to start episode 13, myself and Kyle, and I've just got done getting Kyle to finally cooperate. I think one of the things that says, you know, Kyle gives me a lot of crap is actually the scene right before this one. So I finally get him to cooperate, and then all of a sudden Ryan walks in, and oh, everything goes to heck. So
let it go.
And just to say what I was doing at the time, I help with a youth group in my church, and we were having our last Sunday for the youth year. And what we did was we had this tarp, and we put Jell-O in this tarp and a whole bunch of water, and it was pretty much like a slip-and-slide full of Jell-O. And of course, I wore the most inappropriate things to wear. I was wearing a white shirt and a pair of jeans, which got totally soaked and shrunk and discolored and stuff. So by the time I get back home and walking in the doorway, I have my shirt off. I have my pants that are, like, drooping down to my ankles pretty much. So this is what they're seeing, because this is what these guys see, and this is their reaction to me coming in. So let's take a
luckily
look.
Luckily, you guys won't have to see what he looked like.
Right. And dear goodness, put some clothes on. For the love of God.
And I totally see a flying UFO.
Don't look at the camera.
Don't look.
Are you ready to get started, Kyle?
No. Look at Kyle. And we just lost it.
You and your roommates are just bad. Something just doesn't work right.
Oh, I've been traumatized. The memories are being brought back.
Why is everything pink? Like my underwear was pink. Like I had my underwear, but it was why it was all pink.
In a slip and slide full of jelly.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Which,
sure,
yeah.
Sure.
Kyle doesn't believe anything. I got the. This is the one we got the laptop taped down.
Oh yeah, that's right.
It came with
work. Yes.
Oh man.
You ready?
Okay, right, Kyle.
Go ahead, Kyle.
Okay. So Ryan got his embarrassing moment out of the way. Do you want to get your Clan Wolf Federation out of the way?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to something.
He's determined to never, ever have that be seen.
I'm going a little bit more fun.
Okay.
The flower water cups.
Okay.
So this is last episode 25 before we reviewed StarCraft the board game. And pretty much how we do it, we almost always have a cup of water that we're drinking because my throat will get dry if we don't, and it'll probably get dry in this episode if we don't have water. But apparently some of our cups, I don't know where they came from, or glasses, have flowers on them, and this just really disturbs Kyle. So.
Well, I mean, unfortunately, in a room full of, you know, all guys, you know, generally you don't see too many flower cups.
No, but I honestly don't know where they came
from. My point is, what's the big deal? They're just cups.
I mean, that's true, they're just cups, but I mean, it's quite shocking. So,
timer, 3 minutes.
What? Where's my water?
You want water?
I would like water.
Oh, that's right. You guys didn't have the flower cup.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, I have a flower.
Ryan's got one.
I got one right there.
Got flowers.
See?
I don't have one on my cup. You see there?
It was from inside the cover.
I didn't realize I was so fat.
Ain't mine.
You realize you're so fat?
You said it, not me.
I mean, honestly, that camera makes me look... huge!
Yeah, this is... Yeah, that's
okay. You put water in it. Come on.
It's
you
really
got more flowers, too.
It's like the water's going to taste different, Kyle.
Yeah, it will. It'll taste flowery.
I like my kids at school. I love flowers.
Okay, you and your flowers. I take it those are your cups, then.
No.
No, they aren't. They aren't. Yeah, I don't think they're mine.
Actually, the reason I'm thinking of
them is awesome. I have the plain basic cups.
Yeah.
Do you have the flower cup? I mean, I guess it's nice and all, but it's a flower cup.
What is the big freaking deal of that?
What's dude, he still hasn't touched it yet. Yeah. He's still he's looking at it. Oh, there he goes. He's touching it.
I'm not drinking for
that. Sorry, I'm not that smart.
I've already got half of mine down.
I think it's poisoned.
Half of mine's already down.
Oh, mine's
whatever that means.
Can you have some of the blue ones over there?
It's just a cherry blossom.
We're discussing what species the flower is.
I think it said cherry blossom on them. So, what I was going to say, at least with Kyle, Eric, because the monitor we're watching these things on is a widescreen monitor. And so some of the early video that I took that was with my mini DV camera was shot in what's called 4:3 aspect ratio.
Oh.
So it gets stretched out, and therefore it actually look a little bit better.
Okay.
You're actually being horizontally being stretched out a little bit. To
okay, I was
going to
say,
that one, though, was shot in the HV20, which is a native 16:9 widescreen resolution. So
I am actually that bad.
You need to hide behind the table more, Kyle.
I don't know if that one, it depends how I rendered the clip that went on the DVD. If I rendered it in the 4:3 ratio, then yes, it would make it look fatter. If not, I don't remember how I did it.
Because I look huge. So. I mean, like, compared to the other ones.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not the smallest figure.
Okay, I'll get my embarrassing one out of the way. Measure twice, cut once. This is kind of the longest one. That's because it's basically about 5 minutes of screwing up.
Oh,
two critical moments. This was episode 24 where I built the walls and the bunkers. And the walls you actually got to see me build were actually not the ones I started out trying to build. The ones I started trying out to build were a little bit not nearly as good. And I tried to do some math and properly measure them out. And
you and math don't get along very well.
No, because seriously, here. Is this
the episode where you do as I say, not as I do?
Yeah, that's later though. But yeah, this is that episode.
So I was watching this when this was happening.
I don't know if you're watching this part, because I filmed that episode on two different days. You're watching on Tuesday night. Mm-hmm. Unless you might have been around Sunday when I was filming. You're around, I don't know if you're watching it, though. So anyway.
8 millimeter scale, so these walls would probably be...
So this actually looks pretty clear.
This is HV20.
And we're going to go for the concrete look with the plaster.
You can see that Jason has been having a lot of late nights with the circles around his eyes.
I don't look that tired.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, right there. Also, this little rig just broke on me. So, it's like, shoot. A lot of stuff just broke on me this episode. You watch it. This point where I touch things and not hard.
Just bring a nice brass rod about three.
This is where we find out Jason is cursed.
I'm going to try and explain the Pythagorean theorem.
I won't do the whole thing. But
hopefully everyone out there remembers back from algebra class the Pythagorean theorem.
Can we move now?
Because what I'm trying to do is basically build a little triangle shape that's going to hang over the rod and so I can connect it to the bottom of the wood and basically make a wall template around that.
What is A? What is B? What is C? What is all this stuff?
But the problem is, in theory, this rod is 3 inches off the base. So what I'm trying to do is basically figure out the length of the hypotenuse of the triangle is 3 inches tall.
I think we're getting too specific here.
Well,
I mean, I don't think people really care about you figuring out.
Well, if the thing worked, it makes sense, but it didn't work.
The two C sides, the two right triangles.
So I'm trying to.
Equal length.
My math was all right. I think
one square.
Then why did it work?
The C square. So obviously,
you took way too long explaining. I think was nine.
Yeah.
Apparently, his Jason's explanation works, but his actual action does not work.
Well, I think there's also some inaccuracies in the measurement.
Oh, he's got his calculator though.
Oh, I mean, look at this. The genius behind the Jason, the calculator. Do, do, do. Here to save the day!
3.16 inches.
So I figure out the wall's length need to be 3.16 inches. So if you're going to make a triangle, it's obviously going to be those. So you're going to cut out to be twice that length, about 6.25 inches.
Approximately.
Assuming A, you do measure correctly.
Because obviously that means then these
comes
sides, cut this.
See, here's where it comes to the measure twice.
That's a wonderful square too. You know? I love how you cut it out. It's like,
why didn't you give me one of those squares? I need a square like that. You know, where's my square?
So I'm gonna fold this thing in half now, and in theory it should hang over that rod and be perfectly touch the ground. Everything should be nice and happy, right?
No.
In theory, that becomes the whole measure twice, cut once. I measured once and then cut. So apparently, if I screw something up.
And then you measured once again and cut?
No, I measured twice again, but I still do something right. Because I actually end up screwing this thing up twice. So
lean about where we want to be.
I'm like, hey, that looks approximately all right. Let's find my little rig out.
Little jig here.
Get ready to place it on. And.
Oh, wow.
We're about a.
Now, what the heck did I do wrong?
You started this podcast. That's what the heck you did wrong.
Can't tell. It's about... Here, not measure, re-measuring it.
He's like...
Uh-oh. Concentration. The wheels are turning. The hamster's getting in the wheel.
Measure that.
I realized I'm measuring like 3/4 of an inch too short somehow.
That's right. I mean, I was.
I'm trying to figure out if I actually have the time to actually redo the dang episode.
Apparently, Jason horrifically mismeasured this whole thing.
So I try it again. I remeasure it, right? And refolding it in half. So I did the same math procedure, and I remeasured this time. So I actually even measured longer than it's supposed to be to factor in the fact that it's going to be a little loss on the. Bending of the sheet in half and also a little bit lost because I think this rod is a little bit higher than 3 inches.
Little brass rod, and if we measured right this time.
It doesn't look right.
Oh.
Apparently.
It's better.
It's good on one side.
Your strong suit.
It's good on one side.
It's better, but it's still, because I have to like jerry-rig and then I end up actually covering this thing in plaster with just plaster, and then when the plaster dries, I touch it and it all falls apart, and I'm like, oh. So now I measured that. Is the rod
what you should have done in the first place.
The calculations.
apparently Mrs. Dash's salt somehow, you know, comes into the picture.
Oh, no, that's flocking for the green stuff you put on terrain.
Okay, it looks exactly like the Mrs.
I do
Dash.
I do actually promote Mrs. Dash's no salt spices live this show. I mean, any kind of empty container like that makes a great container for flocking. So go ahead, pick another thing. We're 20 minutes into this show.
Yeah, that one took really long.
Yeah, so
let's do this one.
Discussion with finger pointing. Okay, so this is episode 15. Myself and Ryan talking about HeroScape.
This is one of the first times being on here.
This is the second time. Yeah. So go ahead.
Hello, I am Ryan Wilkie.
It's a young, good-looking version of Ryan. What happened?
Oh, well, thank you.
What happened?
My hair's got better.
Good God.
Yeah. Okay, hit the start button, so wait about 5 seconds.
Whee!
So I say go,
look
and
look at
this
little toy. Can I play with one of them?
Stop writing on HeroScape.
HeroScape's awesome.
It's one of the best games ever made.
I am Jason Rutherford, the creator of the Online Army Showcase.
My dragon's bigger.
There
is HeroScape. That's a good spot. Let's go ahead and talk about some of our scenarios we played recently for HeroScape. In this episode, the tabletop battlefield.
And just for record, I talk fast sometimes, so I do my best to tie it tight.
I go hyped up.
When I first started, I just...
I don't care if you do.
Then I end up with my old signature point where I just lift my hand up and just
feel like
point.
I'm like
less enthusiastic than
It's more of a lazy type approach, you know, so...
So Ryan is confused of whether he's actually pointing out of the camera. I'm like, eh, whatever.
Okay.
All right, Cal.
How much more time do we got?
We got another 15 minutes or so to talk. Well, maybe another 20, because I got about two little things to talk about at the end here. Mm. You don't want to say it? Mention the second homeworld?
Mr. Monkey? Should we go with the monkey?
This is a really short one. This should be also called More Crap Kyle Gives Me Trying to Do This Dang Show, so.
Well, you know what? You need to enjoy the show.
Okay, just a show, then I want to ask you a question after all this, so just show it.
Oh, boy.
Show.
You know the building now? Monkeys?
Monkeys.
I am Mr. Monkey.
Mr. Monkey. I'm gonna put that. I was gonna pop that in the show now.
That would not be funny.
Look, Jason's showing his naked foot again.
Apparently, he needs to get some action, Mr. Jason here, because he's showing his legs. I mean, I really don't appreciate it, but you know, hey, I mean, if that's what he has to do. I mean, to get something. I mean, you know, good for him. Just please don't do it in my presence.
There's a limit to what I can allow in this podcast. You're pushing it. Okay. So let's ask the question: what the heck is the touch with these monkeys? Seriously. Not this Mr. Monkey one. There's a few more here.
It's just Kyle's pet peeve, probably.
I'll pick the one I'll pick here, the death of the monkey joke next. But seriously, what the deal is with these monkeys?
I don't know. I think it really came from Tom.
Tom?
Yeah, he always said monkey.
Did he? Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty much what he did, and I got from him.
Oh, okay. Because I know there's one thing I actually leave in where you're freaking out and there's a monkey in the corner, right? I think it's episode 9 where I put the episode description said something along the lines of, yeah, Kyle's being haunted by giant monkeys or something. Okay, so this one here, the death of the monkey joke. Okay, so you guys all heard the expression, you're beating a dead horse. This is equivalent, but a joke's been so run into the ground that you're just sick of absolutely hearing about it. And this is the equivalent of not only Kyle beating the dead horse, but slashing it open, tossing a grenade in there, and blowing the carcass off.
And then killing the little pieces.
Yeah, basically, and then maybe taking a flamethrower towards the little pieces and cremate it. So here we go. This is the worst monkey joke he ever made, and probably his worst joke in the history of this podcast. Enjoy. And this is never on.
Well, then, I bet that'll be out. Oh, I wasn't recording until the very end there, so I didn't get any of the part of the monkey and the banana story.
Oh, no bananas?
No bananas or monkeys.
Well. Speed.
What does that search say? Special people eating something?
No, it says some people enjoying dust. I'm not on speed.
From,
okay. By any
means. You know, monkey banana trees?
Sometimes we question that, though.
That doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. We're going to take that out.
Yeah,
I said we're going to take out the normal episode.
No, not yet. But it'll come. Don't worry. It will come, I think.
Happy, happy Easter's on its way.
Eyes and Foss is Easter, buddy. Even though this is the middle of August or September. All right.
Poor monkey.
Here goes
I
Peter
knew him
Cottontail.
Well, Jason.
Up and down the bunny trail. Hippity hoppity.
The monkey's joke did come back in 25 But we didn't. I didn't put that on this thing. So
okay, let me take.
So the monkey was resurrected one last
time. Yeah, apparently so, somehow.
Do we do a Skittles or
no? We have
no. We have none. They look like Skittles.
No.
Which one do we want to do?
I don't care.
Which one?
Your choice.
I'll do the Skittles one.
Okay. This is yeah. This is not a fun.
Ooh, we're not commonsies.
And I'm Ryan Wilkie.
And I'm Jason, the creator of the Online Army Showcase. Oh. We got our last review for the year for you, which is StarCraft the Board Game. Is it a good game, or is the only thing cool about the fact that the little pieces look like Skittles? Find out as we give it a full review of this episode of the Tabletop Battlefield!
And there's Ryan's little lazy point
here. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a lazy point, yeah.
It wasn't too bad.
You know what?
That was a Simpsons reference, so.
The figures usually like after skills. That, after we do, someone's actually talk for a few minutes right show on the show.
This is the Rio de Janeiro episode.
Oh, this is with the flower cups.
The Simpsons, where they go to Rio de Janeiro.
Rio de Janeiro.
The slums, and these rats are running there, and at least the comments that the government paying the rats make it like, is this the one where Homer gets kidnapped and lights a taxi? Yeah, so anyway, the five of
them. And I'm looking like, I don't watch Simpsons very often, so I don't know what this episode is.
I'm getting a good idea here.
One more time, I think I can talk kind of fast.
See, that's the whole joke is the fact these rats in the slums look like Skittles. And by the way, that Sims episode is usually voted as the most offensive one of all time because the slums are paying to make them look nicer. The rats look like Skittles. There's monkeys attacking people in the streets, and Homer gets abducted and like held at gunpoint.
Well, we might as well go with something. You guys,
two successes in a row. How is that? It's bullcrap. So actually, okay. You know, actually, before, well, no, we'll do this one. Because a lot of times I screw up doing my little spiel at the start where I say, this is what we're talking about in this episode
this
of the Tabletop Battlefield.
Yeah.
And I get it right twice in a row. And Kyle just can't tolerate that. So, go ahead.
Are you going to say your first name or...
I just say my first name now because I always stutter when I say my last name. And
also,
I can't
talk about
it. So.
Yeah.
I'll just say it first.
First
yeah, when you're gathering up Skittles.
Yeah, I'm gathering up Skittles.
Okay.
I mean, how were they? Did they taste good? I mean, they're Skittles.
Yeah, I don't know how to taste them.
Oh, that's too bad.
They look like Skittles.
I'm Ryan.
And I'm Jason, the creator of the Online Army Showcase. We've got a last review of the year for you here. StarCraft the board game. Is it real?
I'm getting ready. I'm doing a perfect job. And you just jump in, you worthless piece of crap.
I'm sorry that you know what, that you need me. You know, you invite me how many times to this?
There goes the table. The table is starting.
Okay. Oh, I hit the table. Yeah. Yeah.
And there's the
wobbles. Yeah, it did.
It's an earthquake!
You're like, no, I talked too fast.
What
look
kind of
mean?
He just spazz out.
Might as well make
Jason's still holding the Skittles.
Okay.
All right. And I can't contain myself. I'm like,
that single action set us back about 5 minutes.
Yeah, it did.
So we're gonna take another 5 minutes to get our composure back, ready to run this thing again. So, all right, let's do this one. I'll do another to make fun of myself. I'll be nice and make fun of myself again. Let's see. All of my screw ups. It's kind of a longer one again, but. Like I was saying, I often screw up doing the little intro leading up to Tabletop Battlefield. So that's like what I'm doing here.
So we get one more each? Clips?
What do we got here? Oh, we got time to probably do one or two more, at least two more.
Hello, I'm Kyle Menzies.
And I'm Jason Rutherford, the creator, and I'm...
Kyle gets frustrated when he's
and I suddenly disappear.
Yeah, he walks off camera.
Tonight we're talking about custom MechWarrior scenarios.
And now I'm just practicing right now. He thinks we're ready to go.
Okay, go right ahead.
Well, starting tonight, we're
I'm looking at it, I'm just totally confused before. What's going on.
Well, you know, I thought you could edit that out. You could.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you could edit that out, and, you know, and, like, no, we have to start off again. Look at me.
Look, what is this? Okay. What is this?
This might be a little too violent for our viewers.
I am Kyle.
And I'm Jason Rutherford, the creator of the
this
Online
is 13,
Army
episode 13. Tonight.
Absolutely.
Let's go take a look at some of the upcoming games.
Screw it, start over.
Honestly, I don't fight these things out beforehand. I just make them on the fly. And that drives Kyle crazy. Now, I don't know what you're playing with.
I don't know.
Okay, ready? This is 14.
Start off, you know, start.
Oh, this is 17.
What's that behind us?
I'm Jason Rutherford, the creator of the
Online Army
Showcase.
That's styrofoam back there.
Oh, that little plan for you tonight.
White.
So we just got a big bag of crap in this episode.
Big bag of crap?
Okay.
And he is just, Kyle's just
way irritated. He's
just. Excuse me.
The creator of the
Baseball is like.
He's kind of got a big bag of crap stuff, so. Oh, I didn't like it again.
Kyle's like, oh my god.
Slurs? I got my little.
I think it's the next episode after that one. I think it was 18 or something.
That's when the Pope picture showed up.
Yeah, the weird creepy picture.
Yeah.
If Matt wanted Daniel Maskell to do that picture, yes. That picture that hangs above our. You should try to take it down with something and forget about it. Actually, our other roommate's a photographer, and that's a picture entered in the competition at some point.
Oh, I forgot to press the button. Oh, look at me. I'm a double.
Kyle, Ryan, and me. So, ready to get this started?
And I
set the timer
first. I can't control myself.
Oh.
No.
Why is that little timer here? Usually running or on my computer, see how long we're running. So I forgot to set the timer. When I was ready to basically have my hands all full of little pieces of StarCraft.
And it's driving the copy.
I know, I mean. And then you hit the table, and
you're
like,
"Screwing up." I guess I usually
we're screwing up.
Yeah, screwed up right now because I need the dang emails. I was gonna read. Where are they?
Okay, I'm pausing for a second. Okay, Kyle, here's the deal. Because I screw up a lot, and all Kyle has to say is, "Hi, I'm Kyle." That's all he has to say. Not challenging, not difficult at all. And finally, after 25 episodes, well, not
what's that? This one,
25. Let's find it.
Compose myself now.
Okay.
I finally drink out of the flower cup.
Go right ahead.
No, their faces are all beet red.
Yeah, I was afraid that went out.
Hello, I'm
yes! I'm the same David!
He was choked in on water. You shouldn't have drank that water, Kyle.
That flower water. What can I tell you? You had to give me the flower glass. I mean, I was like, why give me a flower glass?
Heck yes. Okay.
Oh, that was good.
Okay, go ahead. We can probably go through two or three, probably two
weeks. Okay, I just wanted to get this one because I watched this one earlier. And it doesn't have me in it, but it's funny.
Yeah.
So you guys can explain this.
Yeah, trying to get Kyle to cooperate in these dang episodes is a pain.
That can't be all,
Oh, this is a Star Wars one.
Yeah, that's where we're doing Star Wars pocket model. Episode 13. So here's Kyle just over there doing his thing.
Hey, stop.
Talk. What?
So I'm trying to even do a microphone test.
You apparently need to record these
Screw
things.
Screw you.
And he doesn't want to just cooperate all. This is all.
Actually turned on.
Oh, this is great. This is where I mess with you.
So it's not.
This is despicable.
It's like, why did I think of doing this? This would actually be fun to do.
Hello.
Hello.
I guess I'll explain the whole thing, why Kyle does this at the end here.
Because it's fun to mess with you?
That's but why is it making it so much fun to mess with you?
Talking in.
Just
uh-oh, there comes the crap!
Yeah, I said.
No.
Jason, when that face that Jason has. It's like not smiling and not frowning. You know he's irritating.
Ready to go.
Yeah.
it's revenge time. Except the delayed reaction on Kyle's part.
Well, what can I say? The bullet entered in a little later. Yeah.
Okay, so here's basically the deal. We're setting this podcast up. I'm the one who's always setting up all the audio and video equipment. And
I help sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes I do. I really do help sometimes.
Nah, you're more of a liability than a help. But the reality of the thing is, I'm very particular in how I do it. I'm kind of demanding, and I want it to be done on a very...
And you know I'm going to be the exact opposite.
Well, yeah, because then, yeah, so then Kyle intentionally stalls to drive me crazy. And then the reason he gets so irritated when I screw up is then, because I'm always so about making him be everything's perfectly and in order and very prompt. And when I screw up, it drives him crazy because I'm basically violating my own rules.
Which you are.
Yes. I can't deny that.
I think this will be our last round.
Probably one more round after this one, so.
Okay. Let's see.
You know what? I need to know what this is.
The goofy mask in my head?
Yes.
Okay, this is episode 2. I'm building the Lizardman Temple, and I've gotten all this little... What do you want to call them? They're paint masks. You know, they're designs that they filter out the nasty smelling chemicals that whenever you're using with spray paints or fiberglass or other kind of nasty chemical stuff. Yeah, it's, I said it three times in a row, but okay.
Yeah.
But so anyway, I'm just basically getting ready to spray paint some stuff, so I'm playing around with this mask. Okay, go ahead.
First things first, make sure all your little templates stay on.
Oh, and it's breaking on me, too.
That happens to
get
a lot.
Get your necessary breathing protection on. I strongly recommend investing one of these. It's obviously just not only for safety, but it's just so much nicer to
and now he's prepared for biochemical warfare.
No, chemical yes, biological no.
Well, all I'm gonna do,
take it off, because I don't know how well you can hear me when I'm wearing it.
And now it's in my head.
Spray paint a whole.
That's what's really called goofy mask in my head.
Spray paint on this.
Okay, we're gonna do a short one and revenge for.
I didn't even know what that was about.
Well, no, that was no revenge for all the crap Kyle had to put up with there. Kyle sucks at Homeworld.
Oh.
If you don't know what Homeworld is, it's an old computer game. Oh, I don't know, maybe
it's old.
2000.
Yeah, at least.
Yeah. It was a real-time strategy space combat game, and it was a very difficult game if you didn't know what you were doing, and I guess Kyle decided to bust it out and replay it.
Because I hadn't played it in a long time, mm-hmm. and I forgot how to play it.
Yeah, and this is basically me insulting him. Nothing else to it but me insulting him for all the crap he did. Even the friggin' microphone! You can probably hear me yell in the background, stop, don't do that or something.
Why does Homeworld seem harder than ever? Like, I can't even
beat,
the third mission, like, now.
Yeah,
you just suck.
You just suck.
In all honesty, like, I'm not playing it right.
Alright, Ryan.
Okay, what else can
I think the whistling was even better than you saying it sucked.
Yeah, I just want to get back at you. I think you two could probably do...
One more.
Wait, I want to find... I want to try this one.
Getting started, episode 3. Okay, who's this?
This is Graham. He's the Warhammer 40k guy that comes on every now and then.
Okay, I've never met him.
Yeah, you never been on
the show. The rest of the time, you know, talk back and forth between each other.
So I'm explaining him how the podcast works here, the idea of...
Okay, so...
Because I really don't give you guys very much explanation.
Okay, no, start off.
Hello, I'm Graham. Some of you might know me online.
Once again, the only thing I'm particular about is how the intro is done. He violates that.
There's Jason's face.
I'm like, what are you doing? I'm glancing over towards him. I'm like, I'm confused. I'm like, what's going on? I smell.
I finally jump in.
Sounds like they have me getting bit irritated slowly, so...
It is in Wikipedia.
Okay, it is in Wikipedia.
I think, hold on, let's see. Death of Monkey we already did, yes. So Outstanding Challenge.
We haven't done those two. We haven't done Kyle Gives Even More Crap, Lizardman Temple Screw Up.
Hot Glue is Hot.
Outstanding Challenge, that's like a 2.
Oh, Hot is Hot, I'm sorry. We have to go Hot with
Hot. Hot Glue is Hot. Okay, let me explain this one. This is a mini episode I did where I was building a nuclear power plant out of a bunch of lunch trash. And obviously part of it required the use of hot glue to glue some things in place, and well, you'll see what happens.
And then now go back to the first piece that you glued on there,
and you can see,
and move over to the palm opposite, or you know, opposite the one, the other post, the little aluminum foil piece is going to be attached to, and just dab on a bit.
Yeah,
of glue.
You should be
there.
On PDS just like that one guy who does the painting.
And
you know,
stretch the
happy trees, happy
tree, happy tight.
Bob Ross is awesome, by the way. If you look carefully, you can see it on my finger.
Yeah,
I don't know how well it'll show up on the low resolution video, but
crap at her.
That's good.
Okay, I'll tell you about the funniest injury I probably sustained in myself throughout the show. It wasn't actually being recorded, though, unfortunately.
Oh, I was gonna say that's not it.
No, is I had one of those utility knives. You know, you see them in hardware stores where they have a retractable blade. You slide in and out. They're metal and they have a metal case and the blade sticks off on the one end. Mm-hmm. And you have a little slide atop that pushes the blade in and out.
Yeah.
While I was holding it, I retracted the blade, except I was holding it backwards. It went right into my... It started kind of jabbing the hand a little bit.
Ooh.
It didn't go in deep, though. So, let's see. Do we have time to do one more? I'm trying to think.
No.
40 minutes.
No, it should be... Okay. We need to play the last clip.
Okay, well... Well, before I play the last clip, a few things I do want to talk about. I guess it's a fortune. Maybe I'll make some of these clips available sometime, but no.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Well, we got coming up here, obviously, if you're basically anywhere in the world, come on the holiday season, whether it be Christmas, Hanukkah, or whatever. But for all you terrain makers out there, what I want to do, which keep an eye out for the day after Christmas sales when they sell off all the old Christmas decorations. Specifically, I got one up here, garland. You know,
used for trees.
Yeah, used for trees. It's kind of that fake pine stuff you get. It comes with really long rows and wrap around things for decoration. This stuff, makes excellent trees in the battlefield. So you can get this usually for half off or 60 or 75% off.
Oh, you can get up to, 70, yeah. And sometimes even 90% if you're lucky.
Yeah. Because usually the first day of Christmas, like 50% off, and it's even more and
And because they want to get rid of it all.
Yeah, they want to get rid of it. So keep an eye out for things like that. Also, any LED light strings, those are cheap. You can actually modify those to be used in things like, for example, the towel marker light that I showed you guys how to build. Now, well, that's not an episode, but it's on the Unarmory Showcase, towel marker light. Or even some cool things you want to give, like underglow effects to some of your tile vehicles or whatnot. So keep an eye out for LED lights. Those will also be cheap after Christmas. Lights, rope lighting, but not the normal Christmas lights. You want the LED ones for this kind of stuff. The normal ones, I think you probably make them work, but the LED ones are better for it.
Okay.
So, on a few little notes here. This is going to be our last episode for the year, so let's see. So the next, we're going to start back in early 2008, so probably about a 3-week break here, give all my hosts a chance to, take some time off and get back and do some fun stuff. But also, we're going to be having some new stuff come the new year. We're going to have hopefully a new intro. I'm going to do some new speed animations, do some background video.
Are we going to get any new hosts into this?
I like to in 2008 get some more people in, some different games to talk about, because we only talked about a fairly small portion of the possible games this year. I want to definitely do War Machine, do more Warhammer Fantasy, do more Babylon 5, which I don't know why Kyle hasn't volunteered to play yet, seeing he's just a Babylon 5 nut, but...
No, I did play it one time, remember?
You never played it.
Yeah, I did.
No, you never yet. You looked at it, but you never played it.
Oh, really?
No, you never played it yet.
Oh, bad memory.
But, whatever.
I did play it once. I remember playing it once. No. Just for a short period. It wasn't even for a full game.
You probably saw me have it set up at the table. I don't think you...
No, I had saw it set up, and then we played it.
Regardless.
We played it.
Regardless.
No, don't doubt me.
Because there is a new addition to the rules of Babylon 5 out, so I want to go through those at some point. But let's see. And the last thing I just want to say, I'm going to be doing some maintenance on the podcast site and probably actually installing some new software and...
Make the site respectable.
Yeah, because it's...
It's a piece of crap.
The finest engine that runs on there with Showcase is not designed to be used for hosting podcasts. And if you go to the actual podcast site, you'll see it's a horrible layout at the moment. I want to fix that because I got a whole new engine to put up there. I'm going to actually start getting the back-end services to offer much or higher quality video, go up to 640 by 480 natural widescreen because they're using HV20 now. So that's going to be kind of cool. That'll be coming new year. But also, I might be moving some files around. So some of the earlier video files, the earlier episodes, probably won't be available over the next 2 or 3 weeks. But I'll put them back out once I get the new site up and running. So the audio ones will be available, but the older video ones probably won't. So if you're looking for those, you're going to have to wait a little while to get them. So I guess with that, we're going to end this last clip at the very end. But
which you wouldn't let us see at all.
I wouldn't let them see at all. It's not making fun of them. It's just it's really an unfortunate circumstance, I guess I would say, that happened to me when I was recording. Oh, that is so wrong.
Kyle, oh jeez, oh, you had to say that, didn't you?
He's like, beat him with a garland. Which actually, if I were to hit him with that, that'd probably scream his face up pretty good. So yeah, don't do that to people.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, just kidding. But so we're gonna go out with this clip. End with this clip. So let's go ahead and see. Well, if you have any questions, comments, or you need help with miniature war games, send them to Jason@rocklesoftware.com. So with that, do you have anything you're going to say to finish the year up? The last thing you're going to say is 2008, so.
The death of the monkey was tragic.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Yep.
Happy holidays.
So get out there. Have an awesome time this year. Have an amazing New Year. We'll see you again in 2008 on the tabletop battlefields. Let's go out in the lowest, most, maybe disturbing way we possibly can. Because anyone who's ever dealt with a board game box knows it can make some really weird noise when you close them up. Lowest humor we possibly can get with. So, all right,
once
guys.
Once you have the backstory of your game created, time to move on to part 2, which would be the rules.
So, I mean, there's a couple of different approaches you can take. Like, for example, here I've got Star Wars miniatures, which I recently purchased. And if you were to go into this box here and bust out the rule book, you notice this game takes... wonderful sound of the box. That was the box, by the way.
Copyright 2007 Rocco Software, licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial License. The intro music Down With Everything is by The Transfer and is acquired from www.podtapefighter.com and is used under a Creative Commons license.